You're listening to a message from Victory. Jesus set an example for us to fight the spiritual conflict through the Word of God. Discover how we can fight the good fight of faith in week 3 of our series, Fight.
I have two daughters. One is 7 years old and another turning 4 in a couple of weeks. So when my wife was in the hospital, she wasn't at home, so I was the father and I was the mother. And for a parent, if you're a parent, the sweetest sound that you would like to hear inside the house is when your two kids are playing. Lego yan, coloring book, whatever. They're together. They're laughing. They're singing songs. I want to be a snowman. Whatever that is. Tell me about it. Every single day. Come on. Para ako naninigas, gusto ko maglagay ng carrot sa ilong ko. Malbas na sa tenga ko. That's nice because they're having fun. They're playing and you can do your thing. You can do stuff. You don't have to watch them. You don't have to keep telling them, don't do this, eat this, don't do that. You can leave them for 30 seconds until one of them starts shouting, until one of them starts hitting the other, until one of them starts saying things they should not be saying. Kids fight. Kids fight a lot. If you grew up in a big family, you were constantly fighting with your sibling, ate, kuya, ka twin mo, whatever. You're always fighting with them. And it's irritating. But it's great to be a parent. Thank you, Lord. What usually starts out as a bonding activity between my two girls breaks out into a full-blown battle. And we may think, but those are kids, you know. But kids are no different from adults. Tayo as adults. The other day I was on the LRT and I was getting off. Pababa na kami. And I overheard. Alam mo yung overheard? I overheard. OH. May na-OH akong conversation. So between two friends, may nasalubong yung friend. Uy, nandito ko pala. Oh, ganun. Oh, kumusta yung party na pinuntahan mo nung isang araw? Ah, eto nga, ay grabe. Napaaway ako. Muntik na akong mapakaano. Ganun, ganun. O bakit? Ano nangyari? Eh kasi pinagtripan yung kaibigan ko. Eh. Ganun yung conversate na overhear ko lang. Kasi ano eh, bagal nila maglakad. Ako, bagal ko din. O tapos, bagal namin tatlo maglakad coincidentally. So ang bagal namin maglakad. Maangas daw yung kaibigan, yung isang kakilala niya, inangasan yung kaibigan niya. So, hinamon ko siya, sapakan na kami. Ano, suntukan na lang tayo, ganito, ganyan. Some of us resolve conflict through physical means. Pag ikaw kinurot, kukurutin mo rin siya, di ba? Pag ikaw sinuntok, susuntukin mo rin siya. Pag ikaw sinabunutan, di na makikipaglaban. Konti na lang to. Ayoko na. I wanna keep whatever's left. So, ganun ang nangyayari. Physical din ang laban. Or kung di man verbal, sinabihan ka ng masakit, sinabihan ka ng below the belt, yung iba sa atin, hindi muna masasagot. Alam mo kung saan tayo sumasagot? Twitter, FB. Kung saan nakikita ng mga friends na, some people, I know. Bakit ganyan? Ang bait-bait mo sa kanila, pero sila, walang hiya! Initials niya, FPJ. Para lang mag-drop ng clues, tapos itatag mo lahat ng friends niya, pero lang siya. I repent, Lord. Or maybe we engage in emotional battles. Emotional. Dinadaan natin sa feelings, yung labanan. Yung friend mo na nasaktan ka, talagang gusto kang amuin, inaapi mo, kinakawawa mo, sinaktan mo ko, we're not BFFs anymore. Bahala ka sa buhay, magdusa ka. Lumuhod ka sa asin. Ganon, talaga, oh, hindi na. Oh. Ginagantihan natin. Kung ano yung ginawa nila sa'yo, yun din ang gagawin mo sa kanila. And some of these fights, they start from very petty things. Very simple things that escalate into full-blown wars. If you want to know what I mean, I want to show you a video. Two moms in a parking lot of a mall. Gano ka dangerous yung parking lot ng isang mall? Apparently, it's a war zone. Let's take a look. Sobrang wasak na yung kotse nila, hindi na kayang bumilis pa. Hanggang doon na lang yun. Hintayin na lang nila mag-meet. You see, we're all capable of fighting. We're all capable of getting back at that person who did us wrong. In the physical, we know the tools to use. We know how to retaliate. We know how to fight. But when it comes to the spiritual, where it really matters, and where this fight is going on, we're kind of clueless. We're not sure what to do. We're living our lives as Christians, but talunan, defeated. Always, how's your Christian life? It's okay. Hanging tough. Kapit. Hanggang ganun na lang. We can't really say that we're victorious because we're always in some kind of situation or another. In the spiritual, there's something wrong. We can't say that we're winners. We should be victors, but we end up losers. Talunan, uwi na lang tayo sa nanay, iyak na lang tayo sa bahay. Ganon. Because could it be? That's why we're losing the war in the spiritual realm. Remember, we're fighting a spiritual enemy. We cannot see him. The spiritual realm, we can't see it. The reason why we're losing this war is maybe because we're using the wrong tools. Or maybe we're using the wrong weapons. We have no clue how to fight this unseen enemy. Kung makikita ko lang yan, lagot sa akin yan. Lalabas ko yung dos por dos ko at saka yung balisong. Mm. Kaso hindi mo siya nakikita. That's why maybe we're using the wrong weapons. There was a quote by Jack Handy in his book, Fuzzy Memories. Maybe some of us can relate to this. There used to be this bully who would demand my lunch money every day. Since I was smaller, I would give it to him. Then I decided to fight back. I started taking karate lessons. But the instructor wanted $5 a lesson, 250 pesos. That was a lot of money. I found that it was cheaper to pay the bully, so I gave up karate. How many of us can relate to that? Relate with that? Para nakakapagod na. Nakakapagod pala maging Christian. Kailangan ko magbasa ng Bible. Kailangan ko mag-pray. Kailangan ko mag-church. Kailangan ko mag-fellowship. Kailangan ko mag-victory group. I need to open up my life to somebody else. It's too much work. I'd rather just let the devil, let the enemy get his way. It's painless. Talunan na lang. I'd rather not fight. Bahala na lang si Lord. It's easier to give in to the enemy. But before going to war, if we're here and we realize, okay, Pastor, I'm seriously starting to think and believe that we're all capable of fighting, that we're in a spiritual war, and I need to fight for my life. Remember, we're all victors. We don't need to win the war. It's already been won. But we need to defend ourselves because the enemy will continue to make it look like the war is still going on, that he's still vying for victory. He will still attack us, and we need weapons. What do we need to consider? In Ephesians 6, starting in verse 10 to 12. Finally, Paul says, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. In the King James, it says, in the power of his might. Verse 11, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Verse 12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Hindi flesh and blood. Hindi yung ate mo, hindi yung kuya mo, hindi yung boss mo, hindi yung classmate, hindi yung teacher mo. Hindi yung proctor dun sa board exam. Hindi sila ang kaaway. But against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. That's what we're up against. Can you all pray before we continue? Lord, as we close this series, come before you. We realize, Lord, that maybe we're fighting this war with the wrong weapons. Help us, Lord, tonight. Equip us with the right mindset, with the right set of tools and weapons to battle the unseen enemy. Holy Spirit, give us revelation, give us wisdom, speak to the ears of our hearts tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Paul said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. The first thing we need to realize before going to battle is we're not going in this war, to this battle, with our own strength. Because if we go in our own strength, we'll lose. Tapos tayong lahat. We need something special. We need supernatural strength to fight a supernatural enemy. On our own, we can't do it. That's why we need to fight in the strength of God and in the power of His might. That's the first thing we need to realize. We need God's strength to fight this war. Because the enemy is cunning, he's smart, hindi siya napapagod, and he has power. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to exaggerate. I'm just saying, just having the strength is the first step. Because our enemy is not flesh and blood. We need to fight this battle with the right gear, with the right armor. We are in a spiritual war, and we need to fight with spiritual weapons. Spiritual weapons. What does that look like? Hindi ganito. Hindi ganyan ang itsura na pupuntahan natin. Ay, kipaglaban ka, dala mo gitara. I'll kill you in the chord of C minor. Yung special chord, H, F, minor. Hindi. Sintonado, para mabingi. Hindi pa rin. Hindi mo tatamaan because you're using the wrong weapon. We need to use the right weapon. What are the right weapons? Verse 11, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. It says put on. It does not say buy a gun and start shooting whatever you see in the sky. Baka may matamaan kang isang demonyo malaglag. Put it on. Armor, defense. Parang basketball. Your best offense is your defense. That's how basketball games are won. You know where I'm going? With the Miami Heat. They will be the champions again this year. So magaling ang defense. There's this story of this man in the 1500s. He's an intelligent man, but he decided to help a cause. And he volunteered to be a soldier. His name is Philip Sidney. And the story goes that he, before going to war, he put on all the armor that soldiers normally wear. Helmet, breastplate, all of it. Shoes, all of it. And then he saw one of his soldier mates as they were going off to do battle. Nakita niya walang leg armor yung kasama niya. Being the kind-hearted, good-hearted person that he is, he took off one of his armors from his leg, binigay niya dun sa kaibigan niya. Bait! Tinanggal niya, binigay niya. Kailangan mo to. Kailangan mo ng armor. Dadaanin ko na lang sa galing at lakas. Now, he was left vulnerable. Maybe, kailangan ba natin ng full armor? Okay na ako siguro kahit helmet and shield, pwede na yon. The Bible says, put on the full arm. It's all or nothing. A fraction is not anything at all. You know what happened? Exposed, yung isang part of his body. His leg was exposed, his thigh was exposed. And then it got hit. He got wounded in the only part of his body that did not have an armor. You know what happened next? Kompleto siya ng armor sa the rest of his body except for the leg. He got injured, and that injury got infected. That infection led to gangrene, and in 26 days, he died. He died because of an exposed area in his body that did not have an armor. Now, you may think, I'm a Christian. I read my Bible and I pray. I do lots of things. Maybe that's enough already. Ang hirap maging Christian. Ang daming kailangan gawin. But what we don't realize is that, yes, we're maybe doing all those things, but empty spiritual routines without direction and purpose will not save us. Reading the Bible just for the sake of reading the Bible will not save you. Even if you read it from cover to cover every day. Dami ko nabasang Bible, nahihilo na ako. Tama na yun, pwede na yun. Kapal na. No. War is intricate. War is complex. Every area of our spiritual being is vulnerable. Whether you're a week old Christian, a month old Christian, 10 months old, 1 year old, 5 years old, 10 years old, 30 years old, 40 year old Christian, we're all vulnerable. You, me, all of us, we're all vulnerable. That's why we need to put on the full armor. All of it, full. Because the enemy, the devil, Satan, is constantly thinking of ways to attack us, to bring us down, pull us down, and we need to be alert and aware at all times. In 1 Peter 5, verse 8, it says, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Meron ba dito sa inyo nakakita na kayo ng gutom na lion in real life? Walang cage. Harap-harapan. Meron na ba? Meron. Kasi kung nagtaas kayo ng kamay, you're lying! Kung nakakita kayo ng lion na gutom, hindi na kayo buhay. Kinain na niya kayo. Ganon, kalupet ang mga leon. So how do we protect ourselves and defend against the onslaught of the enemy? We need to wear the full armor of God. Our weapons. In Ephesians 6, verse 13 to 18. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand! Talagang, all you need to do is to stand. You need the armor to stand. To stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. What does that look like? The belt of truth kind of looks like this. The belt. Belt of truth. That's the first thing you wear as a soldier in the Roman army, which was what Paul was visualizing for his readers. You see, on that belt, it's where you put the dagger. It's where you put the sword. It's basically a utility belt that the Roman soldier uses to fight battles. It's very useful because it holds his whole armor together. Imagine, Batman. Batman. Alam niyo kung saan nanggagaling yung power niya? Hindi niyo pa napapansin? Kung ano nang pinupunot niya sa belt niya? Grappling hook, hang glider, skateboard. Kung ano, surfboard. Ang dami. Tanggalan mo ng belt yon, talo siya. Wala mo yan. His belt is very important. And for the Roman soldier, it's crucial. You see, the devil is a liar and he will constantly fill our heads with lies just as he has been doing from the beginning. Jesus even said, in John 8:44, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Hindi kuto. Lies! Kasinungalingan! Hindi siya mangunguto. But unless we practice and live in the truth, we cannot use the belt of truth. The truth needs to be in us for us to be able to use the belt of truth, or else it will not stand and it will fall and crumble and the enemy can attack us. Take for example, this king, this young king in the Old Testament. He was powerful, he was young, he loved God. God loved him so much, But one day, he just took off his belt, took a day off being godly, took a day off of loving God, and fell for a woman who had a husband. And because there was an impediment in their relationship, he had her husband killed, and they lived together in adultery. And he was deceived that it was okay. For a long time, he thought it was the truth. But he was living a lie, and he was found out. We cannot fight the enemy with lies and hidden sin in our lives. The truth will not be in us. We won't be wearing the belt of truth. It will be useless to fight a battle. It's a losing war. Simula pa lang, talo na. Our conscience will not allow it because the belt holds our armor together. And it will not hold. And it will fall. We will fall to the enemy. The second thing that we need to wear is the breastplate of righteousness. Breastplate. It's a piece of armor that covers the body from neck to waist, front and back. Parang ganun. Great job, guys. Appreciate our technical team tonight. Pwede ba natin silang bigyan ng ano, palakpak? Galing? Galing ng ating technical team? Excellent work. So, the breastplate of righteousness, it guards vital organs in the body. Particularly, what? Our heart. Why does the heart need protecting? Why is it important? In Proverbs 4:23, the writer of Proverbs says, above all else, everything else, kalimutan nyo na lahat except for this one, guard your hearts, for it is the wellspring of life. The heart is the wellspring of life. You see, what we believe in, what starts in our minds, goes to our hearts, that's what we do. And the breastplate of righteousness looks at our actions. How are we living as Christians? Are we really the people who we say we are? God saved me from my sins. I'm no longer a slave to sin. But I'm in Christ when you're in church. But how are you at home? Can your parents say that, my son, my daughter, Christian talaga yan. Alam mo, tumutulog, naguhugas ng plato. Or ikaw yung, Christian ako sa church, volunteer ka sa lahat. Volunteer ka sa kids, volunteer sa ushering, volunteer ka rin sa music team natin. Galing, lahat, pinasukan pagdating sa bahay. Sana yung pagkain, maghugas ka naman ng plato. Kayo na yan. Tamad! Where is the righteousness that you are being given by the Spirit of God? When you say that you are saved, it's not just a positional idea that you are claiming. Positionally, when you accept Jesus, receive Him as your Lord and Savior, you're saved. But when I look at your life, when people start looking at your life, where's the proof? Where is the action? Where is the breastplate of righteousness? Where is the life? Because if the enemy takes out the heart, he takes out our righteous life. If he makes us believe that a Christian reads his Bible, says the right things, wears the right shirt, has the right haircut, has hair. Pag walang hair, hindi na Christian. De! It's not true. But it's our lives. Wearing the breastplate of righteousness allows us, our lives, to be examined by others. Are we opening up our lives for others to see? Are there people who know what's going on in our lives? The temptations that we go through, the difficulties, the challenges. It makes us presentable unto God and man. We're not perfect. We're not perfect. Pagpunta nyo sa bahay namin, you'll see I'm not perfect. I don't cook. I don't wash clothes. I just try to love my wife the best way I can. Save ba ako, Lord? But if there's sin in our hearts that we are entertaining, there's sin in our hearts that we are nurturing, when no one is looking, it's the sin that we love to be doing. We worry and fear for tomorrow, our finances, our future. We stop. Di tayo makahinga. Anong nangyayari sa buhay ko? We're constantly angry, uncontrollable, rage, bitter, hateful, greedy for so much more. Gotta have more of that. We can't have enough. Need more money, need more cars, need more property, whatever. Need more shoes. Women, bags. Can't understand that. You can never have enough bags and shoes, apparently. Basta may sale. I need that. Okay, we'll get over that. Gossip! Can't stop talking about other people. The mistakes of other people. Tutuwa tayo pag mayroong pumapalpak sa buhay. Ay, galing ko pala. Lust! The sin that we are hiding, the sin that we are nurturing in our hearts, that the enemy sees. There's no righteous life in this person. There's a secret life. That's where I will hit him. That's where I'll attack him. That's where I can kill him and his relationship with God. Remember, the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy that which God has given us. The Bible says that we are saved, but not living as saved believers only gives the enemy a chance to attack us. Next, the shoes of the gospel. In verse 15, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Okay, what does the gospel of peace have to do with readiness? What's that about? How important are shoes? Alam natin, very, very important ang shoes sa women. Hindi nyo na kailangan explain. May katabi kayong babae, kapatid mo, nanay mo, friend mo. Understood na yon. Gets namin kayo, women. Okay. Point. Taken. But for a soldier, the shoes that he wears is crucial for battle. Ang tawag dito, hobnailed shoe. A hobnailed shoe has spikes underneath. Para kang golfer, para kang soccer player. Because they need their foot to be planted firmly on the ground so that they don't lose their position while in battle. That's how crucial the hobnailed shoes are. Hindi lang siya basta porma or toga. Positionally, it gives them the advantage. The more that their feet are planted on the ground, the more that they can strike the enemy and strike hard and not lose ground. What does that have to do with the gospel of peace? In Isaiah 52 verse 7, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news. The feet of those who bring good news are beautiful, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation. The most victorious Christian is a witnessing Christian. You say you're a believer, you're a follower, you need to be sharing Jesus to other people. When was the last time we shared Jesus to others? When were we fitted with the readiness of the gospel of peace? When did we share what Jesus did in our lives to other people? That person you ride with every day to work, that classmate of yours. Remember, last prayer and fasting, I shared that I spent every opportunity when I was in college. I spent every opportunity sharing the gospel. Even at one time, I was in the men's room. Men's room, banyo, wee-wee. And then God told me to talk to this guy. If you die tonight, where do you think you'll go? Sumagot naman siya! Di ko alam. Alam mo ba?
Well,
watch that. I shared the gospel in the bathroom of our college campus in UP. I was not ashamed. I moved in faith. I was ready. Anytime, anywhere, any place. You know what happened?
That guy received God. That guy received Jesus. Radically changed his life. You know who he is right now?
This guy is Pastor Ado Bernardo. He's like second to the bishops of Victory, who oversee all the pastors nationwide. Victory. He's parang my boss.
Be ready with the gospel of peace. You know why your footing is important? Why it's important to share and be fruitful as a believer?
When you're fighting in battle and you're not wearing the right shoe, you're not sharing your faith with other believers, there's no life and excitement in your Christian life, you'll start slipping. You'll start to slip. You're not wearing the shoes of the gospel of readiness, the gospel of peace. You'll start sliding backwards, sliding.
Doon nila nakuha yung backslide.
Oh. Tanong mo kay Lennon.
Okay ba yan? Pwede.
Really? When you don't pay attention, you're footing in battle. That's why it's important. You say you're a believer. You say you're a Christian. We should be finding opportunities to be ready with sharing Jesus with others. Let's not be ashamed to say we're Christians and we stand up for this. We're believers in Christ. Jesus loves you. You have a problem. Okay. Kahit gusto ko na umuwi, kahit gutom na ako, let me spend some time with you. There's this Jesus that changed my life. Can I share Him with you? Spend that extra moment. Spend that extra time. Let's not hide who we are. Shield of faith. The next weapon. Part of the armor. The shield of faith. This is a large shield. 4 feet by 2 feet. And it protects the soldier from spears, arrow, and fiery darts. The edges are constructed so that an entire line of soldiers could interlock shields and march into the enemy like a solid wall. It's designed not to be used by one soldier alone. The shield. We think, okay, I'll be equipped with this, I'll be equipped with that, I'll use the shield, okay na ako. But there will be times when your faith will wane. I can never say that I'm 100%. Come on, Lord, let's do this. There are times in my life that my faith is being tested. Lord, hello? Excuse me, Lord. Because this battle is not meant for us to fight alone. The shield interlocking. You know why the shield is important? Because the enemy fires darts, spears, arrows. Hindi lang to dart. Hindi lang to spear. Fiery darts. Alam niyo yung fiery darts? Bibili sila ng kerosene sa tindahan ni Aling Nene. Lulublob nila yan. Sisindihan. Aapoy. And if you're not holding your shield, which is heavy by the way, made of wood, 4 feet by 2 feet, parang tao na yun. Dala-dala mo bata. Bigat. Bigat nito. Dala-dala mo. Espada ka pa. Lalakad kayo ng pagkalayo-layo. And then the enemy starts firing darts, umaapoy. Once one of those darts, bumagsak lang yung shield mo dahil hindi mo na kaya, napagod ka na, kapagod, maging Christian, hits you, it will consume you. We need other believers to hold their shields with us and stand with us. What it looks like, remember the movie Gladiator? Gladiator. Si Gladiator, kung ano man yung pangalan niya dun sa movie. They were in the middle of an arena and
Ang kalaban nila may chariots, may horses, may spears, may arrows, may swords. And they were only allowed to fight them with shields. But this guy had an idea. He said, when I shout as one, let's all come together and put our shields together. And when they're done firing their shields, their spears and swords, that's when we attack. Looks like this. Tawagin natin si Lennon. Lennon, the gladiator. Lakman naman natin si Lennon. Bigyan natin ng konting motivation. Get a shield. Here is Lennon. Baliktad. Living his Christian life. Halatang hindi naghahawak ng shield. Living his Christian life. Dala-dala niya yung shield of faith. Bigat ng shield. Mag-isa lang siya. May mga times. Minsan pa isa-isa ang dating ng kalaban. Puk! Magsak sa exam. Oop! Naubusan ng pera. Walang, di nakakain ng dinner. Di nakakain ng lunch. Pero minsan, sabay-sabay. Marami sa harap. Oh, ang dami. Ang dami nung utang sa'yo. Ang daming problema. Hindi kanya sinagot. Eto pa, sa gilid pa. Oh, di ka finance sa FB. Oh, sige, buhay ka pa. Bumabagsak yung shield. Di niya nakaya sa sobrang dami ng attack sa kanya. That's why the shields were meant and designed to be interlocked. Pag sinabing interlock, tatawag na siya ng kasama. Buddies! Mga bros! I need you! I need your strength! Come and help me! Okay, kailangan natin mas malaking stage. Okay. So now, Lennon comes to Christian and tells him, I need your shield of faith to interlock with my shield of faith. I need to know what God is doing in your life so that I can be strengthened in my own faith. Bro, I need your faith also to cover me, to surround me, to make sure that the fiery darts of the enemy will not attack me. And then the enemy will start to come again and to attack again. Sige, laban tayo kay Lennon. Kung meron din kayo, makihagis din kayo. Kahit ano, hagis nyo kay Lennon. See, walang makapasok, hindi siya makapasok because they are interlocked. And you know what? This can also act as a weapon, as a solid wall. They will advance step by step, one by one, until they reach the enemy lines and then defeat the enemy and conquer them. Let's give God a clap. Let's give these guys a clap. Thank you. The shield of faith. To interlock shields is to let others be there for you. The best example of this is to interlock with other believers through a small group. Here in Victory, we call that a victory group. If you've been coming here and you don't know what a victory group is, you've never been invited, you're carrying your shield on your own. One day, it's gonna get heavy. And one day you're gonna drop it and the fiery darts of the enemy will come at you. And we'll never know if you have that shield up or down. That's why we need other people to hold their shields with us. Be part of a victory group. If you're part of a victory group or a small group, continue to open your lives to other men, to other believers, for women, to other women. We have victory groups for all walks of life, every area of life, for couples, for married people, single parents, senior citizens. Pero ako sa youth ako, so hanapin niyo ako sa youth. Doon ako. The helmet of salvation. It's pretty obvious what this does. Because Satan wants to attack the mind. The battle is in the mind. The helmet protects our head. In this case, it protects our minds. The helmet of salvation, what is it? In 2 Peter 3, verse 18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. We as believers, as Christians, need to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. The Jesus that you knew, you understood, who can save you and who can be your Lord. You need to grow in how you know Him. He's not Santa Claus that you just keep asking for things from. He's not this super genie who will make your life okay. There are things written in the Bible that specifically addresses every issue in your life. Jesus is our healer. Jesus is our banner. He will fight for us. There are many things. Now, if you don't open up your Bible, don't read about it, don't study God's Word, you will not grow in knowledge. Your head will not be protected. You will succumb to the enemy's constant attacks on your mind. You will live in fear. You will live in insecurity. Your faith will wane. The less we know about God, the more the enemy has access to our minds. Don't say, I attend church, that's enough. We need to grow in our knowledge in the grace of God. Take every opportunity. Talk about God with friends. Find every opportunity you could learn and grow in your faith and who God is, who Jesus is. We're going to spend the rest of eternity just knowing Him. You know what eternal life is? John 17:3. It's to know God. That's eternal life. To know God. We will never, ever get to know who He really is fully. It will take us all eternity. Lastly, the sword of the Spirit. Last week we said the battle is in the mind and we battle the enemy with God's Word. You know how powerful the Word of God is? When Jesus was fasting for 40 days, imagine fasting for 40 days. In our 5-day prayer and fasting, 5 days on the 5th day, kahit ano, kakainin ko na kahit karton. Pwede na. Malagyan lang naman yung chan ko. Okay na ako. First day pa lang, gusto mo na sumuko. Lord, hindi ko kaya. 40 days kaya. Tapos i-tempt ka. Tempt ka ng pagkain, tempt ka ng women, tempt ka ng power. But you know, Jesus did not react in anger. He did not shout. Di sila nag-shout fest. You know what He did? You know what He used to conquer the enemy? He went back to Scripture. It is written in the Bible. This is what God says. You're lying. You say you to worship you because you have power? That's not what the Bible says. Now, how do we get to that place? Buksan natin yung Bible, tas ito, pwede to, pwede to. Bukas, Bible relay. Itong word ni Lord ngayon. Bang! Today you will die. Oh, Lord! Mali! Bukas ulit! We can't fight the enemy if we don't know how to use the weapon, what weapon to use, what word to use against the enemy. You're being tempted by lust. You're being tempted by this or that to commit adultery, to commit premarital sex. You're committed. The Bible says, flee from the devil and he will flee from you. Just flee. Just go away. Huwag ka na pumasok dun sa bar na yon. Huwag ka na pumasok dun sa internet shop na yon. Huwag ka na pumasok dun sa kwarto na yon mag-isa. Flee from the devil and he will flee from you. And if you don't know that, you won't be able to use the sword of the Spirit. That's why we need to know God's Word. We need to memorize God's Word. We need to at least remember what God's Word says to be able to be effective in fighting this battle. Hebrews 4 verse 12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Walang panama ang kalaban dyan. Satan can't beat this, the word of God. When the enemy starts to attack us with doubt, with fear, with worry, with the future, confusion, we have an offensive weapon to fight back. All the rest of God's armor, they're defensive weapons to help us to remain standing. This is our only offensive weapon. It's the Word of God. We need to know the Word of God, put it in our hearts and minds, use it to fight the enemy. Like any weapon, we need to know God's Word to be effective in battle. The devil will come to tempt your thoughts, fight you in the battleground of the mind. And you can't use God's Word if you don't know what it says. Because we'd rather listen or read Cosmo magazine or some blog on the internet or some radio personality pumapajak-pajak for wisdom and love advice than consult God's Word. No wonder we're living defeated lives. No wonder we're so ashamed. There's so much shame in our hearts. Guilt. No wonder we're losing the battle. So as I close, in one sense, the whole armor of God is a picture of Jesus Christ. The whole armor of God, from the helmet, to the breastplate, to the shoes, the sandals, everything. Christ is the truth. The belt, John 14:16-6. He's our righteousness, 2 Corinthians 5:21. Our peace, Ephesians 2:14. His faithfulness makes possible our faith, Galatians 2:20. Jesus is our salvation, Luke 2:30. He is the Word that we use to fight. He's the sword. In John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus. Now you say, I have a relationship with Jesus, but do you have a relationship with His Word? Are you letting God's Word change you? This means when we trust Christ, we are using the full armor of God. Remember, this is a spiritual war, and we need to use spiritual weapon. Last verse, and we're all close. Romans 13:14. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Because that's what the devil will want us to do. He will want us to gratify our lusts, our greed. He will want us to gratify the sinful nature. But we need to put on the clothes. We need to clothe ourselves with Christ to protect us. The same way when it's cold, we wear a jacket, we wear a sweater to protect us from the cold. Jesus is our armor. Amen.